This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
TikTok, 6 o'clock hour of weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Happy to welcome in now a man who's all about passion, energy, football. And when I hear him, just thinking Louisiana. Ed Ogeron, thank you so much for joining us. How's it going?
It's going great, guys. Sitting here in Miami Beach, fixing to watch the two-lane green wave whip UTSA, baby.
All right, Coach. And I know you... I know Tyler, he wants that pretty big, too. Get the tight ends involved. I told Coach Summerall, hey, you got to do it. He was like, Mike, what kind of deal you got? I said, man, I sort of know who the tight ends coach is a little bit. I told him, you got to throw the football more than tight end. He's like, I get it. He said, I kind of lost a train of thought on that a little bit. But, Coach, listen. We cleared the roads for you, just like when they had the 10.5 inches of snow at the house in February. So you can tell us, where are you going to coach next year?
You know, Mike, it's up in there. I really have not got a call, a serious call from anybody. You know, people ask me if I will go back to LSU. Of course, you know, they've got a call and want me. You know, there's a lot of jobs open, but I haven't got anything that you can say, hey, you know what? These guys want me for sure. Yep.
Coach, I know you've had a long-term sort of relationship because you won the staff at USC together and then at Tennessee and then back to USC with Lane Kiffin. Your thoughts on the coaching job, what Lane has done at Ole Miss, it's really been remarkable. And I was telling this to Deuce, I thought what they did last week against Oklahoma, that may have been his best overall coaching job I've ever seen Lane do on both sides of the football.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. For him to win those 10-win seasons at Ole Miss and doing the job that he's doing, and personally, I know him well. His personal life, man, he's doing fantastic. And, you know, Lane's an excellent coach. You know, one thing about Lane is that on the field – he sees all 22, and it's in slow motion to him. You know, Mike, I was a lineman. I look at the lineman. Lane can know what everybody's doing, and you see how patient he is. He figures out what people are playing him, how he's playing him. He goes for the mismatch, and he goes for the juggler. He's a great coach.
Coach, what happened last weekend? Listen, Bum Phillips used to have a line about it. That's coaches that are hired and coaches that are fired. And he said, there ain't nothing in between. He said, either you hired or you fired. It's one of the two. And you saw what this LSU football team was like. And I think somewhere along the way, Brian Kelly sort of lost maybe the edge here. But when you look back at it, you brought it up about, okay, you were a Louisiana guy through and through. But if you don't win, you freaking unemployed. I mean, that's just the way it is in college football today. Yeah. And I had a coach tell me this. He said, Mike, what happened to James Franklin should send a shiver down every head coach in college football today. that, you know what, you think you've saved, but you're not. This is about winning in big-time money, and if you don't win, you ain't staying too long.
That ain't no question. There ain't no question. And listen, you know, when you take this job, you know the stakes are high. You know, and listen, Coach Kelly, I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But you can see the team unraveling, Mike. It just wasn't LSU football. And you can see there was cracks. And you know, you got to have it together, man. And it just looked like this, the foundation was not built. And he did not connect with the people. And I think the players at the end were not all together.
You got also a long-term friendship, relationship, Frank Wilson. So if people don't know Frank, because, you know, Frank was a high school coach. He went to Nicholls State, high school coach, super successful. You sort of got him out of coaching retirement when you were at Ole Miss. You got him to go there, and then you guys went to Tennessee and certainly back at LSU, and then became a head coach at a couple of different places, UTSA and McNeese. So tell us the people that are listening that don't know a lot about Frank, a little bit about how he is. And I know one thing, he's Louisiana through and through.
Yeah. So, you know, Frank, first of all, he's a great man. You know, he coached my son, Cody. Frank and I are great friends. We've been together, but he is a tremendous, tremendous recruiter. I mean, maybe the best, or one of the best recruiters that LSU has ever had. And he is also a great coach. But you know what? I listen to him talk. He's going to take – I saw all the players today at that practice. He's going to bring that team together. And as you know, Mike, you got to play together, man. What happened in that stadium, when I saw Texas A&M doing what they were doing after the game, it made me sick to my stomach. And I know it did for Frank and all the people that love LSU. So let's see what he's going to do. I think he's going to do a great job.
Coach, when you left, it was almost the start of all this transfer NIL sort of situation. And you and I have talked about this sort of off the air, but of what you told your sons, two of them at Miami of Florida, and then Tyler's at Tulane, about, hey, if you don't kind of understand that this world's changing, you're going to be left behind. Your thoughts on how college football, in a real short period of time, has changed dramatically.
Yeah, you know, you got to jump on it. It's here. It's here to stay. Those that navigate through it and learn it the best will have success. Look at Vanderbilt. Look at that quarterback they got. Holy smoke. You know, look at the transfer portal, and look at the people that are paying the right players. You know, you can say you have a big roster and you paid all this money, or you're paying the right players. But that still comes down to evaluation. That still comes down to coaching. And it still comes down to recruiting. Those things are still valuable on top of paying the players. Hey, Mike, can you imagine talking to 100 kids in your room and 80% of them recruited by your enemy? I mean, that's the hard thing for me.
That's unreal. But I was talking to Mason Smith during the summit. He was like, man, Coach O would call me all kind of times, day, night. he was like, you know, but in today's world, man, you started to think about it. We didn't grow up with no cell phone, nothing like that. And you were a heavily recruited guy, but they came see you, so to speak. They came to South Lafourche, or you maybe took a trip. You knew where you wanted to go play, and that was at LSU initially, but today's a different world. And sort of tell everybody a little bit about the social media part of it, and also constant interaction with that recruit that you're trying to bring in.
You know, that's why you see the recruiting departments, Mike, have grown. It's almost like a pro personnel department. You got to be on it, man. You got to be texting. You got to be doing social media stuff, whatever they do. I don't mess with it. I used to have guys give them my phone, and it's constant. If they don't hear from you two or three times a day, they think you don't want them. But also the personnel department, Mike, as you know, who's transferred, who's the next guy, Where are they at? It's just like it's free agency in the NFL.
Coach, I know you're close to the Miami program. You coached Mario Cristobal when he was at Miami.
Yeah,
you have your two sons there coaching. But, man, they got a defensive lineman there, Reuben Bain Jr. Kind of tell everybody, because the Saints might have a pick high enough that they go after Bain. So you've got to see him up close and personal quite a bit. A little bit about Reuben.
Number one, great character, outstanding character. And, you know, Mike, in the NFL – you got to have your stuff together, man. You got to be a pro. You got to have great character. And you got to be in tune to what's going on to be a great pro. But this guy here is explosive, man. And they got to play it in. At first, I thought he could play. He should be playing defensive tackle. You know, but you know what, Mike? He is a left end in the NFL and maybe a three technique on pass rush. And he is a dominant football player.
Coach, this is a vivid memory for me, and everybody says, oh, about, you know, Coach O winning the national championship and that team. And you guys became the first billion-dollar team ever pieced together, which is unreal. But you know, when we grew up, man, if you had $1 million, man, you were unbelievably rich. Now, today, $1 million, what? Okay, yeah, you got a few dollars, but you ain't rich by any stretch. Now, $1 billion is a different story. But when I think about that season, Doug Mutaw always tells me, Mike, I've never seen you more excited is when – LSU beats Alabama in Alabama in that unbelievable game. When you think about, I think there ended up being 68 players that were on those rosters that went on to the NFL. And he was like, he was so excited. And I said, I got an even better story. Bobby's dad. Mr. Bob, the Tuesday we do TV show, and man, he came up, gave me a big hug. He said, man, I'm so excited, because he said, baby, finally they beat Alabama. But kind of tell everybody a little bit about that rivalry. And I sent you a deal one time, O.J. Howard, who was a great player at Alabama and was first-round pick of the Buccaneers. And he was like, what's the NFL like? He said it was like playing LSU every week. Man, that was one hell of a rivalry with you guys.
Well, you know, Mike, when you're head coach at LSU and Nick Saban's over there winning all those championships, I didn't tell everybody, but I had to go work every day to beat him. You know, great recruiter and did it. And we 8 years, we hadn't beat Alabama. Now, Mike, every 7-Eleven I went to, Coach, you got to beat Alabama. Everywhere I passed, Coach, you got to beat Alabama. Well, when we got on the plane, Joe Brady looked at me and said, Coach, I got him. And, Mike, I looked at Steve Ensmingham, I looked at Coach Robinson, I felt like I was going with my pandas and we're going to kick some ass. I just knew we were going to kick ass. And for us to explode like we did, especially in the first half, and to have them like we had them, now we let them come back. But what a great game plan we had. What a great job by our players. And I was just so happy for the state of Louisiana that we beat Alabama. After that game, I knew we had a chance for the national championship, but we had to beat them.
Coach, here's the crazy part. So the national championship game, man, they stick me and a couple other guys, and including Marlon Favorite, in a big group of guys. We surrounded by Clemson people. And, man, boy, they was hooting and hollering early on. So Favorite was, he's like, Mike, if we got a fight, the other guys that are around us, they ain't getting us out of here. It might be just you and I have to get us out. But by the end of the game, man, they were so great about, man, it's LSU unbelievable. They could not believe what they had witnessed out on that field with Jamar Chase and with Justin and with Joe and with Clyde and you know, in the defense. And you think about Patrick Queen. When he got brought in, he was a running back, and he ends up being this fantastic linebacker.
Exactly, and he did a great job. You know, the ATN boy was his friend, and he was on ATN like white on rice all night, man. He had a great game. But, you know, Mike, as you remember, we shouldn't have took the penalty. They took a delay of game. We shouldn't have took it. It put him back 5 yards, and they punted, and they got us backed up. We were like on the 2 or 3 yard line, and he was blitzing us, and I just remember the guy said, "Stay patient, let's get out in the field." And when we got in the field, we got one on one with Jamar Chase. It was all over but the crime, big boy.
Hey, Coach, listen, I told you this before, and I mean it. College football is better with you in it, and I know next year somewhere you're going to be on those sidelines in college football raising hell with somebody, and I mean that. College football is better with you in it.
Thank you. It takes everybody, but, you know, I can bring that toughness and that enthusiasm and get these guys to play. So wherever I go, man, I'm going to be bringing it. Mike, remember now, I got 4 years of sitting on the beach, 4 years of jogging. I did all that stuff. Now I'm ready to go.
Listen, Bobby would be tonight, but, you know, he had to go watch Paul McCartney last night. So he needs a – how do they call that in pro football? They give you a rest day, Steve?
Veterans Day of rest.
Right? They give him a personal day of rest. Yeah. So we had to let him rest today, Coach.
I bet that boy was entertaining last night.
When he was with T-Van and Andrea. So, you know, it was entertaining.
Yeah, no doubt. But look, guys, it's always good to be on the show and tell everybody in Louisiana I said hi. And I look forward to wherever I coach next year. It's going to be fun.
Love hearing from you, Coach Ogeron. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Take care, guys. All right, man. Bye-bye.
National champion Ed Ogeron joining us here on Weekend Call Kickoff. And like you said, Mike, I don't know. I hear the guy. I get excited. I get amped up. And he just screams Louisiana to me, man.
Man, we had Warren Sapp on with us.
Yeah.
This was during a Super Bowl
right.
appeal. And was asking him about Coach O. And he was like, man, let me tell you, the games were easy. Toughest thing? Getting through an Ed Ogeron practice. He said, man, he drive you into the dirt. He said, man, we were praying to play for Saturday because it was almost like a day off in comparison to the practices. And when we get him back on, we'll let him tell us some stories about a guy he helped recruit, and he coached at Miami of Florida, and he went on to a pretty good career. Dwayne Johnson, the Rock. And, boy, Coach O, he got some Rock stories. And The Rock came to one of the WrestleMania deals. He was telling the story about Coach O gave me the greatest life lesson I ever heard. He said, one day in practice, I was dragging, and he said he grabbed me and said, hey, Dwayne, either you play football or you go back wrestle like your daddy and your grandpa and your uncles.
Well, good advice from Coach O.
No, he said he really wanted me to play.
Yeah.
But he said that sort of motivated me a little bit and that sort of deal. But
and I know you said, too, before, like, wasn't The Rock, he stole a few quotes from Coach Ogeron.
No, The Rock stole everything from Coach O. No, Warren Sapp said, man, because, you know, they call him Dewey.
Yeah.
And he didn't say nothing at Miami of Florida. Nothing. And at first, Coach O made the comment to me, somebody's doing the talking for him. Because he never spoke like this. Well, Sapp said a very similar deal. And he said, talk about, you know, stick that thing sideways and everything else. And do you smell? And he said, I saw Ogeron stuff. He said he stole all of it. He said, I don't know if Coach O's getting a residual from it or not. But he said he stole all of that from Coach O.
Awesome stuff. Wish Coach O the best. Who knows? We'll see him, if not at LSU, in Louisiana somewhere soon. Taking a break here on Weekend Kickoff. When we get back, you want some frightful stuff ahead of Halloween? Our Pick 6 segment. We'll check in our standings and where we're going with this weekend right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are back here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, set adjacent to the FanDuel Sportsbook, best place in town to grab a bite to eat, watch the game, enjoy quality craft beer or drinks. Wall-to-wall jumbo screens here with all the games going on, Major League sports across the country. The game and the Treasure Chest Casino provides a fun atmosphere, elevating typical sports bar experience with a well-rounded menu. And speaking of the sports book, Charlie, we are in our pick six segment. Lay it on us. How did we do last week?
Not great, but I won. I won this past week. I'm back, boys. 4-2 week for me. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby and Steve both went 3-3, just kind of recapping everything. Bobby got us all on Ole Miss and OU, which we'll talk about OU in a little bit here. We had a split with the Vanderbilt-Missouri game that was such a toss-up. I won that 50-50, and that's part of the reason why I ended up winning this past week. The three of us all picked Texas A&M correctly. Bobby lost that game with LSU. The three of us got the Buccaneers correct. Bobby lost it with the Saints. And then we had a split here, guys. Steve and Bobby both won the Broncos. Mike, you and I lost the Cowboys. And then Bobby and I won the Packers. Mike and Steve lost the Steelers. So rehashing the standings here, guys. Mike, you are still in the league despite, you know, the bad week, 30-25 overall. Bobby and Steve tied at 28-27 overall. And I'm pulling up the rear, but I am kind of coming back here, guys. I'm 28-25-30. So we'll see if I can keep up the good luck here.
If Bobby would stop picking the Saints, he would have trumped us all over the board.
Yes.
But I told him, Bob, stop that. Stop. And he was like, no, Mike, I can't.
Yeah,
so
right.
You don't even have to tell me with Saints Rams.
Well, we'll get to that in a little bit, guys. But we're going to start with college football week 10. I mean, that is hard to believe, guys, but it's not a great week. I remember I saw a post that was talking about this week back in, I think, August, and how loaded this slate was. And then you see what happened to Penn State, and then you see what happened to some of these other schools like Kansas State. It didn't end up being as stacked as people were hoping it would be, but we still have some good games on the slate. Putting it out there right now, guys, Tulane at UTSA has technically started. It's 13-20 left to go in the first quarter here, a scoreless contest. But we are going to be picking this game. Tulane closed at 5.5-point favorites on the road at UT San Antonio. Mike, you and I talked with Coach Summerall on Tuesday about this Tulane Tuesday segment. 23 straight home conference wins for UTSA. They got that stud running back as well. Bobby's got Tulane minus 5.5. I will ultimately agree with them. Guys, you talked about it earlier in the show. We just feel like Coach Summerall has got this team locked in. Give me the wave to roll and pick up a nice win on the road.
Until I heard him talk Tuesday, I would have picked UTSA. But then when I heard him talk, I told Steve, I changed my mind. Tulane.
That home record for UTSA, you talked about it earlier, at
big.
The Alamo Dome, is ridiculous. But I can't go against Coach Summerall, man. I'm rolling with the wave too, guys. It's clean sweep. Yeah.
Then we have my least favorite game of the week. I talked to you all about this off air. I hate this game. Number 9 Vanderbilt at number 20 Texas in the biggest sucker line of the entire weekend. UT minus 3.5 after that performance that they had at Mississippi State. But they did escape. And that's what it comes down to. They are favorites at home against a Vanderbilt team that is red hot. Bobby's got Vandy plus 3.5. If this was 2.5, I might take Texas. But it's 3.5. I have a field goal to work with. Give me Vandy, and I feel terrible about it.
Vandy for me. Man, Texas has been lucky. The Kentucky game, Mississippi State game, and you know what? Vandy got no fear of them. None. Man, that team, they think they better than us. Oh, they might have better, you know, they got 4 and 5-star guys, but they ain't better than us. and they got Pavia quarterback.
Right.
That to me is kind of the tilt. They got a quarterback that's making a ton of plays, and Arch is really struggling at this stage.
Sweep again on this one, guys. I'm going with Vandy, too. Just they've been so impressive, especially what we just recently saw, what they did against the LSU Tigers. And you mentioned, Mike, with Pavia, he's been unbelievable.
The best improvisational guy I've seen in college football since Johnny Manziel.
Wow.
Because Johnny could do that.
Yeah.
You know, you scripted the play one way, and yet, you know, I'm going to do something else.
Guys, it's just the weirdest line of the week. I don't understand why Texas is favored in this game. Like you said, Mike, they've been skating by, but maybe Vegas knows something that we don't. And another thing is, I think Arch Manning's questionable for this game. He's been in concussion protocol, so we'll see if he actually goes this weekend. But clean sweep for Vanderbilt, so go Commodores. Up next, guys, we have the other top 20 matchup in the SEC. Number 18, Oklahoma at number 14, Tennessee. Tennessee 3.5-point favorites. Bobby's got Tennessee at home. I got Tennessee at home. Listen, guys. OU really let me down this past weekend. That was Lane Kiffin's first, I think, top 25 win on the road as a head coach last week. So it just feels like OU's reeling a little bit, and they have to go on the road to Tennessee with a really great offense. I know Tennessee's defense is suspect, but give me the Volunteers to win and cover.
I'm going with the Vols, too, here just because Oklahoma's burned me too many times.
Right.
So no, I'm taking Tennessee.
Man, I think something – physically, Mateer's not the same guy.
Right.
Agreed.
So you can see the injury has taken a little bit away from him. I'm going to go with Tennessee here at home. Tennessee's offense is very good. Their defense is very bad. I mean, they're not a really good defense, but I thought what we saw last week may have taken a chunk out of OU. What Ole Miss did to them on their home turf, so to speak. And I know it's early, but the opening drive, Tulane goes all the way down and score a touchdown.
Woo-hoo!
They go for two, and they miss. So it's 6-0 with about 11 and a half minutes left.
They're already covering for us.
Yeah. Knock on wood, Steve. Knock on wood.
Stop it right there.
We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll get into NFL picks. And, Charlie, I don't know, this might be the first time ever that's been a clean sweep in our college football selection.
Three clean sweeps, guys. We'll get into the NFL after this.
Well, that won't last in the football, pro football one.
Taking the break, we shall return with Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. Coming back after the break. Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill, we got the TV screens going, enjoying the Green Wave in action right now against UTSA. The Roadrunners going down the field. Got a touchdown, made their extra point.
Yeah, McCown to Amador, so it's 7-6 UTSA.
Steve, you spoke too quick.
I know. I got over
yeah,
anxious.
But the way this game's being played, you better almost take that over and fast.
Yeah, I wish Charlie we could play the overs instead of just the spreads, guys, sometimes. But, guys, we're going to hop into NFL Week 9's matchups. This, once again, wasn't a great slate, but we're going to start off with a fun AFC game at least. The Colts, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Steelers. I went against the Steelers last week, and it worked for me with the Packers. The Colts' offense is just rolling, guys, and I just don't think that the Steelers' defense has some question marks, especially when they play those upper echelon offenses. So give me the Colts covering this number on the road. That's, I know, a little bit added kind of toughness playing in Pittsburgh. Bobby's also got the Colts covering 3.5.
I got the Colts, too. Last week was a bit of a mirage. The Packers, as I've always said, they play with your food type team. They remind me of my little granddaughter. Play with that food for a half. In the second half, though, it was both spoonfuls to the mouth. And Pittsburgh had no response to it, so I'm going to go Colts here.
Pretty boring, guys. I'm with Indianapolis, too. Man, the, you know, Daniel Jones hype, everybody in the start of the season was all talking about how impressive he looked, and I was waiting for the drop-off to happen, and it hasn't. He's still in the talks of MVP candidate.
No, Jonathan Taylor's the real MVP.
Stunned.
Man, but they're not going to give it to a running back, will
I
they?
I know they won't, but, man, that guy can play.
Unbelievable. Yeah, fantasy football stood.
Oh,
but, yeah, I'm rolling with the Colts, too, guys. So another sweep.
I think I'm going to get some in fantasy this week, so I'm a little bit nervous about that one, guys. Up next, we got the Saints at the Rams Sunday afternoon. This line was kind of weird because it started out at 13.5. The news about Tyler Shuck comes out, being named the starter for this game, his first NFL start against an elite NFC opponent, and the Rams are coming off a bye. And that line went from 13.5 to now 14.5 right now, guys. Bobby's got the Saints covering the 2-touchdown spread. I got the Rams covering minus 14.5. I just think that this is a blowout. The Rams are elite. I think this is maybe the toughest team they play all year. You can make the argument for the Bills, but the Rams are just awesome on both sides of the ball.
Rams, best team the Saints have played all year.
There you go.
As much as this number is, you know, stands out to you and looks like, man, that's a lot, that's a big number. You look at this Saints team right now, guys. We've seen them. They can't get the ball rolling into the end zone.
Tell me one thing on offense they do good.
Exactly.
One.
The rookie, Tyler Shuck, he's going to be on the road in this matchup against a ferocious defense. They don't give up a lot of points. They're second in the league in sacks. They doesn't have the starting all-pro center, maybe the best player on the team.
You can stop right there. Yes,
Steve. Yeah, I'm rolling with the Rams here, so Bobby's the only one going black and gold.
So this is our first non-sweep. Congratulations to Bobby for taking the Saints. We hope it works out for you. Obviously, we don't want to see the Saints get blown out. It's just kind of what we're projecting. Up next, guys, we have a real fun matchup in the AFC. This is really the highlight game of the entire weekend. The Chiefs 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Bills. Bobby's got the Chiefs covering the 2.5 on the road. I went a little bit back and forth with this one, guys, because typically the Bills in the regular season have had the Chiefs number. It's been the postseason where Pat Mahomes gets the better of Josh Allen. Give me the Chiefs, though. I just watch how they've been playing recently. They've been killing teams since Rashee Rice got back. I think that offense has been rolling. They still don't have a running game, but you don't really need one when you got Pat Mahomes. Give me the Chiefs minus 2.5.
That running game might show up.
Against that Bills defense?
The Bills are bad against the run. No, Chiefs here for me.
This is a boring week, guys, except for that last game, because I'm rolling with the Chiefs, too. They look like they are, you know, they got the motions going. Everyone's talking about them all, you know, after that rough start, being a Super Bowl favorite. The comes down to, for me, that the KC defense impresses me a lot more than what Buffalo's putting out there. So give me the Chiefs.
I don't see nothing with the Bills on defense.
No, not at all.
No, they tsunami you on offense because they are really good on offense.
And then with Rice back for the Chiefs, it just, you know, that weapon, man, that kind of completes them right now. Yeah. Charlie, so our only difference is Bobby taking the Saints this week.
Complete sweeps for the three of us, and the only pick different is Bobby taking the Saints to cover 14.5.
How shocking.
Well, we'll see what happens there, because there's not going to be a very big change in the standings this week.
No, not much.
No.
Taking a break here on Weekend Kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're going to wrap things up when we get back after the break, right after this on WWL, folks. Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino, wrapping up our Weekend Kickoff edition of Sports Talk. Tulane trailing now, UTSA 7-6, and the Roadrunners threatening here in the red zone right now.
And hold on to the ball. Come on, guys.
Yeah, they forced a turnover. You said the helmet just came right in and jogged the ball out.
Yeah, good defensive play. He sort of popped ball out with helmet. Now it looks as though Tulane has made a stand, and they'll UTSA is going to go for a field goal here. But Tulane's defense better straighten up and fast if they're planning on winning this game. And come on, you can't help them. You can't turn the ball over.
WW also your home for NFL football. We got Thursday night matchup, Miami hosting Baltimore, coming up 7 p.m. right here, WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Kickoff at 7:30. Me and Charlie Long will be back at it tomorrow for a special edition of Sports Talk as Mike Hawes, Deuce McAllister traveling with the team out to L.A. ahead of Week 9 Saints-Rams.
You're not going with him?
No, I'll be in studio with Charlie Long. Have a good night, everyone. Who dat?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine. imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.